Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Well, we recently talked about prescription drugs on the podcast and really over-prescribing. Some of you reached out with similar experiences, and some of you reached out to share your experience with antidepressants and how that saved your life. And I think both things can be true. And we've certainly seen people who have been overcome with extreme grief, and the help of antidepressants got them through that. But I still ask the question, are doctors too quick to prescribe? And I say this especially with children who are still growing and their brains are still developing. Also, I gotta ask, do doctors really feel like they are giving their patients the full story when they put them on these potent meds? I mean, we know that there are these salespeople that are in every single day. This is the latest and greatest. This is the newest thing. But how often are you really poring over, these are the side effects that could happen? My guest today, he says he didn't have all the facts, and the prescription drug he was put on ended the life he had built and destroyed the relationships he had. And he is now on a mission to fix this and hold people accountable, because he says there's a silent universe of other people suffering just like him. I want to welcome Bob Schwartz, the executive director of A Better Bob, which he founded after he suffered an acute psychosis after he took the psychotropic drug Concerta. Also with him is Michelle Sarkeesian, a retired corporate executive who's now become a major advocate for Bob and his mission. Welcome both of you. Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
So I actually saw your, I saw the trailer for your documentary, and it was right, I think you sent this to, you must have seen that we were talking about prescriptions, because you sent me a note and I was like, man, this is the kind of thing that I feel like there, I agree with you. I think there are so many people out there that would say, I had a really bad experience and no one will listen. So can you just kind of give us an overview of the documentary and what happened in your life that led you to form A Better Bob?
Thanks again, Tudor, for having us today. The story starts back 20 years ago from March 24th, which is now National Adverse Drug Event Awareness Day. But, you know, young, 40-year-old individual, father of two, very successful at a major telecommunications company, and was suffering from chronic back pain. When I went in to see my doctor about the back pain, I told him I was my game was off. I was a type A individual, and I was not focusing too well at work. I found out later it was probably due from the chronic back pain. But, you know, when he questioned me on that, he said, we might be able to help you with some ADHD medicine. And he prescribed me a drug called Concerta. He asked me how much I weighed, and I gave him my weight, and he started me at 54 milligrams of a drug, again, a drug called Concerta. Took the drug for 5 days, and life was never the same. I I suffered an acute psychosis. And after that, my life spiraled downhill from there. Within 2 years, I was my marriage was ended from the side effects and just the damage, the neurological damage that this drug caused. And life was a struggle. And in between that, I was always trying to let people know at real time that this drug had harmed me and injured me and or impaired me, and that I was struggling. And it was more or less, you know, maybe I'm not trying hard enough. Maybe, this drug is not known for doing this. And it became a 17-year battle in fighting this thing conventionally.
How did you know that it was the drug? I mean, you went into the doctor and you said, I'm struggling to concentrate. At the time, just for me to clarify, at the time you had back pain, he didn't ask you about the back pain. Is that right? He just said, okay, if you're having trouble concentrating, we're going to immediately give you an ADHD drug to get you back on track concentrating. Forget all of the other things that could be medically going on with you. Let's try this. And that was the wrong medication for you.
He did prescribe me a drug for my back pain, relaxer for my back pain. And it was the last 10 minutes of the appointment where I was just kind of like, you know, how they always like, what else can I do for you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, I'm, you know, that's when I, you know, opened up to him. Hey, I'm off my game. I'm finding myself struggling to focus at work. And that's when he suggested this could be ADHD.
How did you find out that the prescription was 3 times the recommended dose for that medication?
Yeah, that was brought up to me by the investigator from the Georgia Medical Board. She said that, you know, you were seriously overdosed, and so when I got the Georgia Medical Board involved, I thought this was going to be going in the right direction. And then 2 years later, this was 2 years later after my, when I decided to open up the case, and they came back after a 4-month investigation and said that the doctor had done nothing wrong. And this matter is closed.
Tell me a little bit about what you immediately felt, because you were only on this for 5 days. And we're talking about this because we've seen this in a lot of kids lately, where kids are being put on this medication and then they have suicidal or homicidal thoughts or just paranoia. And my concern is that if an adult had this happen, an adult can come and say, look, I'm off. Something's not right. And after 5 days, have permanent effects from this. What is happening to children who don't understand that that's off? Tell us a little bit about what you experienced in those 5 days and since.
Right. Trouble sleeping. I was not hungry.
Which a lot of people do that because it's a diet then, and then they can lose weight. And the doctor's like, oh, great side effect. You're not going to eat. And then, you know, it ruins your life.
Yeah.
Right. But with the psychosis just brought many, 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 many problems. The gastro was terrible. What I did was I damaged my central nervous system that pretty much controls everything in your body, all your movements, your thoughts. So basically that was neurologically damaged, and it just became a nightmare as far as problems, thought disorder, faulty thinking, cognitively could not focus. So for the main intent for what the drug was supposed to do, I was forgetting everything. Here's the one that boggles the mind, is that I lost my car keys for 3 weeks. And, I had to basically order new keys and everything. I found them in the silverware drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard these same things. We've, you know, I've had people in my family that have experienced these same things, forgetting to pick up kids, losing things, all kinds of stuff that suddenly normal everyday activities. And the doctor keeps saying, oh no, that, I don't know if you had this experience, but we've had the experience of, oh no, this is normal. This is not a side effect of the drug, by the way. The drug can't possibly do this. It can't, this can't happen.
Right. So I'm at the top of my game professionally. And after 5 days, this happens. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my body, what's going on with the dangers, what's going on in my mind. I mean, I didn't want to really open up and tell anybody about what was going on in my mind for the fear that, that, you know what, that they might, you know, I might be held accountable for what I say. I don't know. It just, it was a very, very scary moment in life.
Because you get very paranoid.
Oh, it was dysfunctional state of paranoia. You know, I'm an analogist, so I can only explain things through analogies that people can understand. And one of the best ones I've ever been able to come up with is, you know, I went from Michael Corleone of The Godfather to Fredo overnight.
Scare. And I think that something that people aren't talking about, and Michelle, you and I were talking about this for a second, something that people aren't talking about is the reality that this is happening across the country and nobody is willing to come out and say it. And there's no accountability for these drug companies. And I will just say that I know for a fact that some of these stimulants have people in a psychosis state. And so we've heard about Adderall psychosis. We've heard about marijuana psychosis. And we have, you know, these are legal drugs that either are being prescribed or now you can purchase marijuana in many states. And people are saying, oh, this is safe because it's legal or I have a prescription for it. But it doesn't, it's not always the case that it is safe. So, Michelle, you've been fighting back against this. What have you seen when it comes to saying, well, wait a minute, why are we okay with psychosis in a certain percentage of patients?
Well, I'll tell you this, Tudor, and thank you so much for even covering this topic. People just don't know what they don't know. And
right.
FDA has approved drugs that have become household names. Think about Xanax, Zoloft, Adderall, Ritalin, Effexor, Ativan, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Paxil, Prozac. That's just a few of the many, many, many FDA approved for children drugs. Now, couple that
for
with
children
now in schools. Based on surveys and observation, no blood test, surveys and observation. They child is depressed, where they could have just been a little sad because their hamster died, or that they are anxiety ridden, which they might just be a nervous test taker, or they are ADHD, which when I was younger, I'm 68, when I was younger, we'd call it daydreaming, or we'd call it fidgeting. Oh, we'd call it hyperactivity. And what did we do to counteract some of that? We had recess twice a day.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Over the weekend, my daughter was in a school play, and it was at one of the public schools. And we go to the private school. They were having the play at the auditorium at the public school. So I had never seen this before, but I walked into the bathroom and there was this sign. And it said all those things you just said. Are you feeling anxious? Have you had something scary happen to you? Do other kids make you feel bad? Like all these different things that absolutely every child in high school experiences. There's no question in my mind that every kid in high school has experienced. Well, do you want resources for this? And they had four different phone numbers. And the treatments, the top of the list was medications. And it literally was in the high school bathroom saying the treatments, medications. And then there were a couple other things like talking to someone and food you eat or something. But the top was medications. I thought, well, that is crazy that a kid can call. But the flip side of that is also in Michigan. I was just telling you before we started recording, in Michigan, you no longer have access to your child's medical records once they turn 12. In the state of Michigan, they passed a law, which I can't believe people aren't just going bananas over. But once your child turns 12, they are required to sit down and have an appointment with their doctor. And the doctor has to tell them, and this is how it went for my oldest. The doctor said, listen, your mom no longer has control of your medical records. So you can sign this paper and allow her to become your medical proxy. And then she can continue to make appointments for you and be involved in your appointments and see some of your test results. But if at any point you want mom to be cut out of your medical decisions, we will rip this paper up for you. You just say, I don't want mom to know we're having this conversation. I have no power in this case. So my daughter says, yeah, I'm going to sign it for my mom. Well, then my middle daughter turns 12. She gets a blood test a few weeks ago. I go into her my chart online and it says no records to show. And they say, well, sorry, she has not signed this document yet. And unless you make an appointment to sit down with doctor explains it to her. They have a conversation and she understands that you can be cut out of her medical records at any time. Then you can't see her chart. I mean, think about this. Now we have all of these, as you pointed out, Michelle, we have all of these clinics that are going on to elementary school campuses, middle school, high school, at the same time as once they turn 12 in middle school, mom and dad have no access to what's going on and they can go into the school clinic and have anything. And these drugs or vaccines or whatever they want, they can just push into my child's system. And then I end up in a situation where I have no idea how to solve the problem, or I can't. It's too late.
No, it's just tragic. And think about the culture that we've changed. You know, we have created a culture where kids can't even think critically anymore. They can't make decisions about even hardship that they might be facing. If they don't get a participation trophy, they're upset. You know, I mean, we've created a system where they need safe spaces. You know, everything triggers them.
Well, is it just the system, though? But is it the system,
yes,
in addition to being on these meds that then trigger them? Because if you're on these meds, I believe that in many cases, you cannot think through situations rationally like this. And we know that some of these medications, these pharmaceutical companies have now come out and said, okay, we have a disclaimer. You may have thoughts of suicide or harming someone else. And so how does that help these students get through crises?
It doesn't. And informed consent has lost all meaning. So Bob and I have spoken with a fellow who's very involved with the veterans organizations, and he has made his way through Washington, D.C., demanding signature-based informed consent because our suicide rate's off the charts with veterans today, because they're given all these drugs that I just mentioned and then some. And it's not just being on the drug, it's withdrawing from the drug. So
yes,
keep in mind this, Tudor, when you talk to, first of all, your teacher's telling you, you might be ADHD because, you know, you're having trouble focusing. You kept watching the butterfly or whatever. And so they say that child needs is ADHD. Of course, the pediatrician puts them on Ritalin or Adderall because that's sort of the protocol. There is no informed consent, because if there was informed consent, any parent who heard that their child has a whatever percent chance of homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts,
right,
and all the plethora of other things that Bob went through as an adult, and think about it in an 8-year-old that's, you know, a third of his weight. All those things are not discussed. And on top of that, what's not discussed is the off ramp. You know, they never talk about how you get off these drugs.
Mm-mm.
Once you're on them, as soon as you exhibit something else, because think about it, you're on Adderall for a bit, and a lot of kids are taking that so they can, you know, take their SAT better or whatever. They're on that for a bit, then all of a sudden they're just feeling like a zombie. You know, they've lost their energy or what have you. They go back to the doctor. The doctor doesn't eliminate the Adderall. They put you on the Zoloft. Oh, they'll put you on the
right. Oh, yeah. And then they add. Yes. I mean, you end up with a tick from the Adderall. Let me add this in. That'll stop the tick and keep you on the Adderall. But just so you know, there's side effects to that, too. You could have heart problems. You could have this. You could have that. And then all of a sudden, the prescriptions just kind of pyramid up and pile on top of you.
Right. And let me just add to that. I was with somebody on Tuesday she works a lot in foster care. She has two foster children. And she has become an advocate for foster children. And she said, you know, when you age out of the foster system, the average number of meds that they're on is 5.
Good grief.
Got a foster. Now, why is that, Tudor? Because the state controls foster.
Yes.
So you've got the state behavioral health commissions that are making those decisions. Now, think about where the state behavioral health commission has made those decisions, and try to correlate that with some of the mass shootings that have happened out there. Nicholas Cruz was on the very same drug that Bob was on, 54 milligrams of Concerta, at 8 years old. He's the Parkland shooter. Now he's on a cocktail of drugs by the time he did his shooting. The guy here in Atlanta was withdrawing from Ativan. If you look at Adam Lanza, who was at the Sandy Hook thing, you know, and what they try to do, pharma swoops in and tries to make sure that the focus is on the gun. You know, the focus is on the...
Of course, but that's what we've been saying for so many years now. What if it's the person? What if there's something there? And everybody's been like, well, you can't solve mental health. What if the problem with mental health is the medications that these kids are on so young?
It's the impairment of the mind. That's where we need to take this argument. You know, it's no different than drunk driving 40 years ago. People get behind the wheel of a car after drinking alcohol, and then they would end up killing people in accidents. They didn't take away the automobile, or they went after the alcohol industry. This is the same situation
I think it's so normalized, and I think so few people are willing to talk about this. And certainly no parent wants to come out and say, oh, I did this and it was a huge mistake. And then I think there's also a certain amount of shame for someone who has had something like what's happened to you, Bob, happen and not want to talk about it. And B, some of these folks refuse to see that it's the drug that's causing all of these problems, and they stay on the drug. The doctor keeps telling them the drug is fine. The drug is not causing these problems. You need the drug. Stay on the drug. And so I think that there is a lack of awareness that this is what's happening, to the point where just last week I was told that a teacher in the classroom went to the parents and said, and the administration backed the teacher up, if you do not put your child on medication, we can't keep them in class. They're just such a busybody, always standing up and all of this and that. We need them to be drugged and sitting quietly. And I don't blame the teacher. I think it's because there's no knowledge of what this is really doing to kids.
Well, and they've taken away the outlet for them to use up that energy, especially.
Yes, no PE. You're right.
There's no recess, there's no PE, there's no electives. You know, they've gotten rid of shop and so many of the electives. But, you know, you have to ask the question, how did we get here? How did we get here? You know, this is an epidemic in America, not elsewhere. It's an epidemic in America. So think about this. There are only two countries in the world that allow prescription advertising on TV, New Zealand and America. All right. So is Anderson Cooper going to bite the hand that feeds him? No.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we had a doctor on here last week who was, he had testified in the Columbine case. He had testified in the girl who had texted her boyfriend until he committed suicide. And he was saying this same stuff. And he's like, look, I used to go on Oprah. I used to talk on ABC and NBC until they could advertise. And then I was banned. So as soon as the money started coming in, it's all about the money. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it here. Money rules the world, and money in many cases is more important to people than other people's health.
Well, you're exactly right, and it's not just the media. Academia is the same. Now, I've been involved in a Ivy League school board for a while in one of their research groups, and they get more money from pharma than they get from tuition. The Ivy Leagues get more money from pharma than they get from tuition. So you couple that with the media, and then the plethora of money that goes into the school systems, you know, the public school system. I mean, if you don't vaccinate your kid, if the kids aren't fully vaccinated, they can't go to public school.
How many industries have the kind of money and influence that pharma does? I mean, your point to the universities, any research university is looking to pharma to get the grant, to get the money, to be the next group that brings the next drug to them. And they are glad to put money here and there to make sure that that next drug that's going to be the drug that everybody's on is going to be with their label on it.
That's exactly right. So, and then you take it a step further. $373 million was spent on Congress by the pharma lobby in 2022. So, you know, think about, the money is so huge. I want to see the representatives and senators. I want to see those who don't take any pharma money. I want to see the people who aren't compromised, who don't have a conflict of interest. And that's who I want to make our decisions. Now, I just looked over, and I'm in Georgia. I just looked over some of the mental health bills that, I mean, they're always floating. We killed it for 2 years, but they keep resurfacing like a bad penny. And I look at what they're proposing now, and they're saying, well, we'll have a committee of 26 people who will be involved in the protocols on mental health. Well, who's it going to be? It's going to be pharma. It's going to be the behavioral people. It's going to be, it's all the people who are compromised. You know, try to find an uncompromised doctor. That's why I love people like McCullough and Merrick and Corey and all those folks that have all lost their jobs when they spoke about, you know, the COVID situation, but that's a whole nother issue. But on this, I will tell you, and Bob will tell you too, we've gotten more knowledge in the last couple of years because now we're suspicious of things. We've learned not to trust the agency, the FDA, the CDC. The CDC's in my backyard here in Atlanta, you know, and you listen to these people who say words like safe and effective, and they have no proof of that. So you look at those types of things and you say, well, you know, When I go into the doctor and they say, you need your 18th booster or whatever it is, you know, and by the way, everybody I know who got the jab is sick. Everybody's gotten it. So you look at that and you start to scroll back and say, should I have ever gotten the shingles vaccine? Should I have ever taken that? Now there is a website, in case you're interested, Tudor, called medstopper.com. And if you go to MedStop, we just learned about this, Bob and I did. Go to medstopper.com and you can plug in anything that you're on, a statin, whatever you're on, and it'll tell you how to taper off and what the risks are of tapering off.
See, I mean, I've had these same, I think you're right. After COVID, everybody started to go, wow, what am I on? And do I need to be on it? And what have they asked me to take in all of these years? And how many shots have I taken and do I need to be? But I think that's a good thing that we suddenly have a lot of people questioning. Right. It's funny to me because I often tell the story of the reason I know people are very leery of going outside of what their doctor says is because I'm a breast cancer survivor. When I had breast cancer, I went to the local hospital here and they had a response that I didn't like. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if that seems a little old fashioned to me. I'm going to go down to MD Anderson. And my family members were like, what are you talking about? You've been diagnosed with cancer. Like, you have to do this immediately. And I was like, I want to know from someone else what I need to do. And my meeting with MD Anderson was okay, still not exactly what I wanted. And the beauty of the United States is that you can go someplace else. And so I ended up at Johns Hopkins, had these amazing surgeons. We went through exactly what would happen. I am cancer-free today. It wasn't waiting those few weeks to get to the right doctor was the right thing. And I think that so oftentimes when we go to the doctor, we're like, it's urgent. I have to have the answer right now. And so instead of talking to someone else and saying, what happens if I go on Concerta? Are there any side effects that I don't know about? You go to the first guy, he puts you on it, and he's motivated to put you on it. Because let's remember that if you are on a medication like this, you not only have to have an appointment every month with that doctor, but probably a psychologist as well. So they're bringing in revenue. At the minute they get you on that drug, you're a permanent patient.
Well, if you want to know about the system, watch Tucker Carlson's episode on Ozempic. Now, this is one of the real blessings. Whether you're a Tucker fan or not doesn't really matter. He's had some amazing guests. And when he had Kelly Means on talking about the whole system and the Ozempic situation and how much money's in it and how compromised everybody is, the conflicts of interest and so forth, it's an eye-opener. And if you took the time to watch the series Dopesick on Netflix or whatever it was on, and you realize that the Sackler family, what they got away with and Purdue Pharmaceutical got away with for decades, saying that it was not addictive, OxyContin was not addictive. Hmm. And of course, they went to the most vulnerable community out there, the Appalachian coal mine area, and everybody got addicted. And communities were ruined. But, you know, I would just say, I mean, you probably ask, and Bob could probably answer this better than me, what do you do to fix it? He talks about accountability and you know, changing systems and so forth. What we've got to do is first admit that the system is broken. It's broken. Bob did everything right. Now, this is a guy who was making high six figures, working for a Fortune 50, top of his game, and everything fell apart 5 days into a drug.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You have a documentary. So tell us how to find the documentary. So people who are questioning, am I dealing with this? Do I have a family member dealing with this? They can watch what happened. How do they find that?
Simply just go to www.risks.com. That's RXISKS.com. You can see the 90-second trailer there, and it leads you right to the 30-minute documentary. It's a quick watch. It won a Telly Award out in New York for best documentary under 40 minutes, and it lays it out. And then it also goes into how we're going to fix the problem, where we're bringing up the awareness, caution, and the accountability. And the accountability is going to be key as we're going through the awareness portion right now. I'm trying to get the message out to the mama bears, the football dads, the doting grandparents, that they need to become aware of these drugs and the dangers of these drugs. It's really crimes against humanity. And that will lead to the caution where we really need to get the law enforcement involved to really understand. Because when you have a mass shooting, you have a situation where they don't understand how this is happening, especially on the mental illness side of the house. And then they bring in behavior health specialists to consult with them on how to handle it. And they're paid by Big Pharma to handle that situation. We also need to have the FBI, understanding this situation, and our legislature understanding the situation. And then accountability. I don't think anything is going to be fixed until Big Pharma suffers from massive lawsuits, kind of like opioids and addiction. And that's what this model's very similar to.
Well, let's be honest. You have folks out there who are saying we should be able to sue the gun manufacturer. That to me is insane. The gun was a tool. Something caused this. Why shouldn't you be able to sue the pharmaceutical company if they know, and they do know? That's the part that I think people don't understand. They do know that this causes suicidal and homicidal tendencies. They understand this. In fact, some of these drugs are altered a little bit to use in the military to get people to go out and commit mass murder, essentially, because it's a war. I mean, we talked before we started recording about October 7th. Those guys that came into Israel were high on whatever they had given them to force them to become killing machines. The human nature is not to cut people apart, set them on fire. The things that happen, we say, well, those people were animals. They were forced into that because there were drugs in their system. But right. People don't want to talk about the fact that these same drugs are similar drugs are being given to our children. And we're seeing those results. But nobody's going, well, what was the toxicology report? I mean, we wanted the toxicology report for the Nashville shooter. Never got it. We seem to not be able to get these toxicology reports. And yet we continually say, how could another school shooting have happened? How could another mass shooting have happened? Why can't we go to this one source and say, what did the blood test show?
Right. Exactly. Well, the toxicity reports only show the legal drugs. The illegal drugs that were in their system, not the prescription drugs.
That's right. That's what they did in Nashville. Audrey Hale, they claimed they did a toxicology report, but all they shared with the public was that she wasn't on illegal drugs like fentanyl. They don't talk about the legal drugs. And, you know, she was a trans student and she very likely was on a hormone blocker. Those are drugs for life, too, by the way, and they do impair.
Right.
And you mentioned that these military personnel will take these. I mean, Bob talks a lot about the fact that Hitler put a lot of the soldiers on these drugs to have them, you know, commit the most heinous types of attacks against their enemy that they could possibly do. But I will also tell you, Bob and I watched a Tennessee Health and Welfare Committee meeting not that long ago, a few weeks ago. One of the senators there who chairs it brought in a couple of experts, and one of them did a lot of research on mass shootings and has identified that over 700 mass shootings were related back to these black box drugs. And he also said, while they're quick to come in and talk about the gun, he said, you know, the funny thing is they never talk about the violence that's happening with knives and cars and other means. You know, it's always about the gun. And there are countless cases where people have exhibited violence under the influence of these drugs, black box drugs, and like the 12-year-old daughter who killed her brother, killed her 9-year-old brother with stabbing. And she was out of her mind with these drugs, and just her life is over. Her life.
We just had that story not a few weeks ago where the woman stabbed her boyfriend something like 80 times, and they were like, oh, it was marijuana, so there was nothing we could do about it because she had this marijuana psychosis. And we know this is happening. I mean, that's the thing. When are legislators going to come out and say, wait a minute, we can't legalize marijuana because we know it's causing people to do crazy things. We can't allow pharmaceutical companies to get away with drugs that they know are causing these massive side effects that are not only destroying the life of the person who takes it, but oftentimes all of the people around them. I mean, people's lives are changed forever. Your family's life was changed forever, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's unspeakable hardships and broken dreams. And it's for generations to come, you know, as far as there's an example of Lindsay Clancy up in Boston, you know, the delivery nurse that had a withdrawal from antidepressant medication and ended up killing all three of her children and jumping out the window and breaking her back. And now she's on trial for murder. It's just, it's just so devastating, horrific.
Yeah. And you have to ask at that point, should someone else be on trial for murder?
Well, that's exactly the point, Tudor. And I'm glad you brought it up, because one of the things that's happening already and will continue to expand is the stories are flooding in. They're flooding in through Bob's Risks website. They're flooding in through Woody Matters, which is Kim Witsack's organization. Her husband committed suicide 5 days into Zoloft, and he wasn't suicidal. She won her lawsuit, by the way. They're coming in through the Drug Adverse Event Awareness Day that's coming up March 24th. And as these stories keep coming in, you know, we are seeking the attorney or attorneys that will take this on from a mass tort or class action standpoint. We're at that point. We know we have an epidemic. We know that there's a public health emergency as a result of this. We know people, you know, we're telling kids 6, 7, 8 years old, something's wrong with them.
Yep. Yes.
Breaking their spirit.
I know. And it is devastating. And right. Once they're on, it changes their little world, and you never get them back.
No, you never get them back, and they think they have to be on a drug for life. And as soon as they have another symptom of something, they're told they're even worse than they thought. Take another drug. So it just keeps compounding, and these foster kids are really in a tough spot. But we've got whistleblowers, we've got activists, we've got people who've suffered harm, like Bob, and God bless Bob. I mean, Bob wants nothing from this but to stop the epidemic. To stop this from happening to children all over the place. He can't get those 20 years back, you know, and he's made the best he can of his life, but he can't get that time back. But he can stop, at least help parents understand that you've got to demand informed consent. You've got to explore other options. You do have alternatives. If they are going to take the drug, demand that they're monitored throughout and demand an off-ramp.
Well, and I appreciate what Bob is doing now, because I do think that God has a plan through crisis, and he uses people in different ways. And you have a great voice here. I think that I've watched the trailer. I'm planning to watch the documentary this week. It's Risks. It's very clever. RXISKS.com. Go there and watch the documentary. Anybody who has these questions, anybody who wants to report, is there a site? Do they just report there? How do they come to you and say, hey, I've had the same problem, I need help, I'd like representation?
Yeah, that's going to be coming on March 24th. We have the third year of inception. And what's interesting, it's March 24th is the 20th anniversary of my adverse event. So I think God has created a national
a God
day
moment.
For what happened to me. So that, you know, you go coincidence or God just working miracles there. And he's, you know, I think if people are going to be able to go on this site and tell their story and get the toolkits out there and find out if we can make this a public health emergency, just like the cancer and heart disease. We can declare this day an emergency for the American people.
I agree. Thank you both so much for being here, Bob. You are so brave. I mean, honestly, I think that anybody out there who's listening right now is going, this takes a lot of guts to come out there and say, look, I lost this. I lost this section of my life, and I'm fighting for you so you don't lose it as well. Bob Schwartz, Michelle Sarkeesian, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Gunnar, thank you. Godspeed.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.